أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. الله تبارك وتعالى explains that to practice on deen every moment to fulfill Allah's commandment and stay away from what Allah has made haram is not so easy. So Allah makes that easy by giving us two great things. One is sabr and one is salah. Sabr we have discussed to some extent, and namaz, salat also. Also ulama have written that namaz is it is ummul ibadat, the mother of all ibadat. If a person gets his namaz in order, then all his other ibadat will also come in order. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell all his governors, people who used to govern everywhere, in ahamma umurikum indi as-salah, the most important thing according to me is namaz. Though you are governing, you are ruling, you are doing all that, that is on its place, but the most important thing is namaz. Namaz is the most important pillar, column of Islam. Namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. By making namaz, a person progresses tremendously. Therefore, namaz is that ibadat that a mu'min, a Muslim, should excel in. Not only our farz namazes that we have to do, our five times namaz and full, all the five times namaz full. Together with that, all our ishraq, chasht, awwabin, tahajjud, salatul hajjah, all that. But a mu'min, she will progress tremendously by salat when he just keeps on making namaz also. Just nafil namaz, just for the pleasure of Allah. Now ishraq, he's also doing for the great virtues of it. And awwabin also he's doing, tahajjud also he's doing. But just for the pleasure of Allah to make two rakats of namaz, just to please Allah. Today we are so negligent on our farz namazes, our five times namazes. But really what is required, then a person will progress spiritually, and what closeness of Allah he will get, the mi'raj, namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. And a person will reach Allah, and what that is, only he will know, and he will experience. Namaz is a ma'jun. The hakims prepare a medicine, or even other doctors, and lot of other good things they put. There is this goodness in that medicine, that goodness in it, and it's a compound of all the good things. Namaz is that tariyaq, is that alchemy that has got, that we just call it namaz, but it has got all the great qualities in it. So if a person will, so to say, take the capsule of namaz, make his namazes, at least his five times namaz properly, and he makes the other nafils, and what to say of that person who will make more nafils just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that person will get all the benefits of namaz. With all that said, namaz, the literal meaning of namaz is dua, and that is the essence of namaz. So a person, when he makes his namaz, dua is connection with Allah Ta'ala, and by which Allah grants to a person that which he cannot understand. It is mentioned, when Allah wants to give somebody something, he gives him the tawfiq of making dua for that. And when Allah opens the doors of dua on a person, Allah does not close the doors of acceptance. They are accepted. So when a person, and very fortunate is that person who gets tawfiq of making namazes, his five times namazes properly, all the nafils which are written that properly, and besides that, if a person, if we consider perhaps we never make two rakats of nafil namaz just for the pleasure of Allah, besides ishraq, chas, just that we make two rakats of namaz, this is a very, very great thing which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given the believers, and this is the mi'raj, and there is no end to this mi'raj. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, this is that sea that has got no shores. You just swim and swim and you just progress all the time. You don't reach the shore. Allah is unlimited. And your closeness with Allah Ta'ala also becomes unlimited. So this is the great position of namaz. Then at the end of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those people who make sabr. Allah did not mention anything about namaz at the end, about sabr. And because namaz, what is mi'raj, a mu'min reaches that height that there are no limits to it. On the other hand, sabr, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah is with that person who makes sabr. And what does this mean? The togetherness of Allah, the closeness of Allah. We know that especially a young person who wants to get married, he's just engaged or he has just proposed and they have accepted the proposal. Now he thinks all the time of that girl which he is going to get married. And so it, just the thoughts of it make him so happy, and he tries and make whatever contact he can. If he's according to Deen Sharia, he won't make any haram contact, but his thoughts are all the time there. The thoughts of Allah Ta'ala when they come to a person, Allah is the one who creates love in the heart for whatever we might have loved, for our spouses, for our children, for whatever. And when Allah is the creator of that love, what is the love of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot imagine. So when a person with sabr, he gets that closeness of Allah which only he knows, which Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains, it is like a certain fruit that a person eats. For example, a mango. And you try and explain to somebody who doesn't know what a mango is. You could explain to him how it looks, etc. You could show him a picture of the mango. But the taste of the mango, you try your best, it tastes like this, something like that. I can't tell you, it's like that. You can't explain it, but you know what is that enjoyment of that mango. And that person can never know it who hasn't got the taste of the mango. Who hasn't tasted the mango, he can never know of it. So the love of Allah, those who know it, they can try to explain, but they can't explain to people. They experience it, but they can't explain to anyone. More or less they can say, it's like this, it's like that. And those who did not taste the mango, they have no right whatsoever to deny what a mango is and the enjoyment of eating the mango fruit or any other fruit for that matter. If they didn't taste it, doesn't mean it isn't there and that enjoyment is not there. Those people who have tasted it, they know what is the enjoyment, and they really release it. Just the thought of it also gives them so much of enjoyment. And when they actually have it, they know what is that enjoyment. And a person who didn't taste the mango and he denies about the mango, he is a fool. So the same way, the love of Allah, those who experience it, they know what is that love. And they try to explain to others, but it is such an enjoyment that cannot be explained. And for anyone to deny that enjoyment, that is the height of his stupidity and foolishness. Because if he doesn't enjoy it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It is there, but he is not enjoying it. So Allah Ta'ala is with those people who make sabr. And Allah gives them rewards, unlimited rewards. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will give fully the people who made the sabr and without any measurement. Allah will just give and give. There will be no measurement. And a person cannot understand how much Allah Ta'ala will give. So Muslims, really, when Allah has given us these two great things, sabr and salat, we should use those things. But we don't do it ourselves, then how can other people even know what it is? We're not getting to solve our problems. We are in difficulties. And whereas we have got, Allah gave us those tools, Allah gave us those means by which we can solve every problem of ours, of other people, our dunya's problems and akhirat's problems. And these two great things Allah has given, it is a short ayat, a short verse of just one line, but filled with so much. If may Allah give us all to appreciate this great Quran Sharif, every ayat of it. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When we will practice on this, then we will realize what the great enjoyment and benefits are of sabr also and salah also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.